Welcome to Straight from the Horse's Mouth radio show. I'm Paula Slater, your host. This is an interview-based show where I interview unique and unusual and creative people in the horse world. Welcome today to Joanna Weisberg from Red Scarf Equestrian. Welcome, Joanna.
Thank you.
Can you tell me a little bit about your business? What exactly is Red Scarf Equestrian?
Red Scarf Equestrian is a provider of high-quality, medium to high-priced, upscale equestrian lifestyle products, which includes bags and totes that are made completely in Canada. We will be branching out into the United States, but we want to keep the manufacturing, design and manufacturing in North America. Then we also offer lifestyle equestrian gifts for home, for riders. So we cater to, we service and provide products for equestrians and non-equestrians. And when I say non-equestrians, it could be people that have ridden in the past, don't ride, can't ride, don't have the time to ride, and also the fashionistas that are very intrigued with the equestrian life.
Now, you are, I'm assuming that you're selling non-apparel, is that correct?
We are selling apparel. Actually, we're launching the apparel line today.
Oh.
Brand names from Europe. We have Iris Bear, Jack Murphy from Ireland, RJ Classics, and Anki.
Now, of those brands, is there sort of a signature piece that people are looking at, like breeches or jackets or anything like that?
Well, it's
for the show crowd, or
yeah, it's predominantly show jackets.
Okay,
they're absolutely beautifully cut.
Mm-hmm.
The buttons, the way that they fit, you don't have to be riding to wear this apparel.
Isn't that great?
It's absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And Cavello as well, GPA Double Clear, absolutely beautiful, beautiful jackets.
And now they're detailing some of the collars as well, aren't they?
Yes, they are. So you'll be able to visit the website to have a look at some of the show jackets that we have. And when we were shooting them for photographs for the website, Audrey and I tried them on, and they looked fantastic with just a pair of jeans and a beautiful scarf.
Well, and
a handbag, and away you go. So you can show off your beautiful equestrian lifestyle out on the street.
Right.
And that's all about.
Yeah, I think that's becoming more popular. And, you know, like you say, even if you don't ride, some of these pieces are just beautiful.
And it works. And that's how I designed the bags. I designed them for equestrians and for lifestyle. So that would include, as I've mentioned earlier, people that have no idea. They've never been around a horse, but they are very, very intrigued, and they're very drawn to that equestrian lifestyle. Because when I was at the Royal Winter Fair and I sold the bags, I could see that half the clients were equestrians and half of them were people that simply loved the bags just because they symbolized equestrian.
Mm-hmm. Now, Joanna, let's talk about how you got started in this business.
I got started in this business because I started riding late in life, in my early 50s. I needed something to do. My kids were growing up. I was working very hard during the week, and I needed some time off and something challenging. And there's nothing more challenging than getting in front of a 1,200-pound beast. It was very scary to be on a saddle on top of a horse, let me tell you. At any rate, as I started riding, I needed a bag. I needed a boot bag. I needed a duffel to store my products and, you know, keep them in the trunk of my car and go to the barn. And the boot bag was the first thing that I really needed, and I couldn't find one. I went everywhere. I searched high and low for a decent quality bag, and all I found was cloth. You had to carry them with your arm up and over your shoulder. They were very uncomfortable. They were the plaids that they used as the material, and when they manufactured these bags, were mismatched. That drives me crazy. As someone from an apparel and leather background, that would drive anybody crazy. That means that it's poor quality and basically junk. So I called one of my competitors in the leather industry, and Stephen and I sat down and hammered out a boot bag design. together. So this, the bags that I've designed with Stephen are cut so that they're cut like the shape of a boot, but you carry it horizontally. And that's wonderful for someone my height. I'm 5'3". So it works well with every height and it's balanced. And you can also put it over your shoulder and lay your hand on the foot portion of the boot bag. And it just looks fantastic. And any corporate woman that travels in the winter who is not a rider and needs to have a change of boots or shoes can load up that bag with umpteen pairs of shoes and boots. Mm-hmm. It's that practical and yes. Roomy.
And balanced,
exactly. That's, and carry on the aircraft. That's another important thing. And it also, there's a snap on the back that attaches. You can unsnap it and hook it onto a hook in the barn. So you don't have to put it on the floor.
Oh, great. That's great. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the bags that are made that you buy from Canada.
Well, they're made beautifully. They're cut. They're local suppliers. I've had relationships with these manufacturers for many years. There are some that are unfortunately falling by the wayside, and that's because of our in love with cheap, 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 cheap. And at any rate, but there's still a few that are still standing and that are doing very, very well now. Anyway, we sit down, we look at leather swatches. It's just a wonderful, wonderful process. And it's a great experience. The whole plant smells like leather. There are beautiful colors. We look at existing styles. We look at what's hot, what's not. And we talk about the clients at Red Scarf Equestrian and what we think is going to work in terms of price and different markets.
Now, I wonder, do you make bags for saddles at all?
Not yet. We have one that we have to copy and modify, mm-hmm. but we're not there yet. The R&D on one bag, is weeks and weeks and months. Mm-hmm. It just takes a long time. If we created a lot of our bags from scratch, mm-hmm. we didn't copy anyone. So it took a long, long time. You have to make prototypes. You have to, sometimes you select a leather. That's not working. So you have to select another leather. You have to buy X amount of skins. There's a minimum order from a leather supplier. You have to find the right leather supplier who has the leather that you're looking for. And it's just a long process, but it took a long time. It took about a year.
So would you make a saddle bag? I'm talking about a saddle cover, something to carry your saddle in and protect it. Let's say that you're flying or something.
Well, we make products out of leather and nylon, and we trim the fabrics as well. So I do have a saddle cover. That's what you're referring to, correct?
But yeah, a bag that you could carry on an airplane if you had to.
Well, that I know someone, actually we've had a few people, we were exhibiting at Spruce Meadows and at the Royal Winter Fair that requested this. This is going to take some time, but we have thought about it because we've discussed it. It'll probably be, what I would do is I would make a prototype. Mm-hmm. I would make a few. I would post it online on a blog and I would say, we need feedback.
Oh, good idea.
Well, that's what, you know, like straight from the horse's mouth, that's exactly what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Straight from the customer's mouth, good, bad, we need to have feedback for everything that we do because then we can't improve. There's nothing wrong with saying your bag doesn't work for me because of this reason, or this saddlebag's not going to work because it's too heavy, or it's not heavy enough. I don't like the trim. The straps are too short. This is the kind of feedback that we'll be looking for. Mm-hmm. On all our products.
Yes. What are other items do you carry? Do you carry like cell phone covers and?
No, not yet. No. We don't really have to. We're not there yet. I mean, we have designs that we're looking at. There are products out there. So there's a lot of cell phone covers. There are a lot of book journal covers. And I happen to love journals. I think it's very, very important for riders to carry a journal. So that's definitely coming down the pipeline. We have something right now online, but to me, it's just something that's a rider essential that they can throw in their bag. I'm talking something that's a little more upscale. iPad covers, we're looking at cork. Mm-hmm. Cork is a beautiful, beautiful material, trimmed in leather. It's lightweight and it's eco-friendly. So we're looking at some very beautiful leathers that we can use for iPad and cell phone covers. The problem with cell phone cover is that it wouldn't be necessarily a cell phone cover. It would be more like a wristlet and a clutch handbag.
Oh, I see. Yes.
So any type of phone can fit inside, and we don't have to worry about poking holes on the side, because when you make a die, you have to have all the right holes and points. It's like a pattern. And if the pattern's wrong, you've just ruined a gazillion square feet of leather.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, the technology is changing very, very quickly.
Oh, yes, it's true.
And sometimes we just can't compete with what's out there, but that's not really where we're going.
No. So now, what about the Western riders?
I've only got a couple of pieces for Western riders. I've got a very beautiful, handsome duffel. It's an absolutely exquisite bag. It's male. It's on our website. It's on one of the sliders. And then we also have, we've also attempted, and very beautiful, we made a little saddle bag. You know, put your treats in there for the horse. And it's actually, when it's purchased, it comes with a water bottle, a stainless steel water bottle.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
And yeah. It goes over the horn of a Western saddle. Mm-hmm. It's a little pommel bag.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be nice to have something like that for the English saddle as well. You know, something, because there aren't any hooks, or it's very hard to get a regular saddle bag on a English saddle.
Very difficult. I write English and I felt that my pockets were going to burst.
Exactly. Yeah.
Carrots, treats, you name it, I had it. So we've actually found a beautiful, beautiful, slim, and don't laugh, fanny pack.
Mm-hmm.
But it's beautiful, and it'll be a little bit, and then you can slide it to the back or to the side.
Right.
So we're just determining, right now we're in the midst of deciding what kind of leather is going to work for this.
Mm-hmm.
So we're taking our ideas from Europe, from high-end designers, you know, the Chanels of the world and the Fendis and the Hermes. But it takes time because, like, as I've already mentioned, Canadians are not like Americans. They're not like Europeans. We're all very different in our likes and dislikes. Just because something flies in the United States doesn't necessarily mean it's going to fly here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we have to put it out to the Canadian customer.
So now when you say put it out, is that what you're saying on the website? Is
yes,
that how you
blog posts,
test website, your
like to, we would like to conduct a few focus groups.
Yes.
Get about 24 women, men, riders to come in and say, what do you think about this bag? We've just made a prototype. Put it on. What do you think about it? Because that's the only way you're going to tailor something for the Canadian or North American market.
So how do you select these groups?
Well, we haven't done it yet, but there's a lot of horse people. We have a lot of people on our database. So as we move forward, I mean, the line right now, the Red Scarf Equestrian line, is fairly classic. It's been on there. It's been selling. But moving forward, we have new designs coming down the pipeline. We have to start conducting focus groups, especially for products like a pommel bag or a saddle bag cover or something for the Western rider. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not really familiar. I'm not ashamed mm-hmm. to say it. I'm not familiar with the Western rider. I'm meeting more and more. I have a lot of people that I'm connected with on LinkedIn and Twitter, but I still don't know what's running through their head in terms of when they wake up in the morning and they ride their horses, how do they prepare for that?
Mm-hmm.
And I also know how I prepare.
Yeah, and the other group is the group that show, you know, that are competing around.
And fox hunters, we've had people say, please come up with a fanny packs for a fox hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to have something that we can store for a long period of time when we're on the horse.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many pockets. So we have to do things step by step. And do it properly. Because what's the point of designing 5 bags and they don't work?
Mm-hmm.
It's a waste of time and money.
So how do you find things run? What is your best-selling item right now?
It's our boot bag.
Ah.
It's our boot bag. It's our Pro Rider boot bag for 500 and something. A few times a year, we do have gentlemen that scramble at the last minute before Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, birthdays and Christmas to buy the red cherry boot bag. It's quite funny because I get this urgent email 3 days before, so we have to rush, pack it, make it look pretty, because we do packaging, we wrap, we do all this for clients.
Wow, that's awesome.
If there's a request, we'll do it. Mm-hmm. That's no problem. We have everything here. We can do that. So you don't have to worry about it. It's delivered in a regular carton, but when the person opens the box and they receive it as a gift, it is stellar.
Great idea. Now, what about the boot? I'm just going to stick with the boot bag for a minute. Do you make a lower end boot bag? You know, with not with leather, maybe something with a different material.
Well, actually, we have the Elite, as I mentioned earlier. That's all leather. The Pro Rider is fabric and leather trimmed, and then the one below that is on the Wild Side collection. But we only have the camo left. So that one is $129. Mm-hmm. It's the same shape. It's lined. It's in vinyl. It's a lower end, not low quality, just a lower end fabric. It's mm-hmm. still quite durable.
Right.
For the price. It has the same snap at the back, the same handle size. Everything's the same. And we made it for a younger rider because mm-hmm. they love, we had one called Poochie that sold out. It was just very, very funky. So that told me something about the riders. They wanted something colorful. They needed color instead of the same old drab, drab, drab.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's definitely the three different groups, the older rider, the middle age, and then the younger group.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. We'd like to think that we can cater to all of them. But we can see by our sales, we cater to more mature client. However, that mature client has children that ride.
And grandchildren.
So she'll buy the Wild Side.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to come up with a new replacement for that very colorful boot bag that's $129. We have the camo, and that's generally for boys, young male mm-hmm. teenagers. And we have the Wild Side in the two different fabric patterns, but now we have to come up with another version of that colorful one that's all sold out.
Well, now speaking of the Wild Side, what colors are popular or trending?
Kids just like color. I mean,
doesn't matter then.
You know, if they really, I mean, trending, the kids like, I have two children and we're growing up. It didn't matter what was going, I mean, it mattered that they liked the trends, but if they had their eyes and their heart set on something, then that's what they wanted. The patterns on the Wild Side, we have on the backpack boot bag set, we have a bronze with a matching beautiful pattern, and then we have a black with a green, white, and black swirl. It's very, very funky. They're funky patterns for kids.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That would appeal, definitely.
Well, yeah, they love it.
Joanna, I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about your background. How did you get started with leather?
I worked, first of all, I'll go a little bit further back. I was taught by couturiers after I finished my diploma in fashion design at Ryerson. And I made sure that I got jobs with all the European experts in the industry.
Did you go to Europe?
I didn't go to Europe. Mm-hmm. I stayed in Canada, but at the time there were many, many craftsmen, dressmakers that came from Europe that would cut without a pattern.
Wow.
Because they knew their shapes so well.
Wow.
And they cut on fabric that at the time was $60, $70 a yard. that's how professional, and that's the type of expert that I was taught by. And dressmakers in bridal, fine fabrics like chiffon, learning how to hand roll and stitch by hand, hems. And then I worked with some tailors in the men's department. I wanted to know how that was, how they made a suit, how they worked with the material. These people were absolute masters. They were artists. I was just in awe. Every time I went home, my head was buzzing. So then I had my own company in dressmaking and couturier. And I stitched a lot of beautiful, beautiful dresses for a lot of wonderful clients. And then I got into leather. I got a great job at Opera Belt. It's no longer around, and I designed leather belts and small leather accessories for the retail chains. It was private label. So I would go out, sit with a buyer or a group of buyers. They would show me the storyboard. I'd get a feel of what they were the look that they were trying to achieve for that season, because everything was done two seasons before. And I would come up with designs for belts and buckles. And that's where I learned about corporate branding and the beginning of a lifestyle market. Because this all happened at the beginning of the 90s. People were buying specific products, belts specifically, and handbags from, let's say, Northern Reflections, which was an absolutely amazing chain. They had 300 stores. We did a cable cord belt for them in 6 colors, dyed to match their apparel. So this is where I learned about the importance of selecting the right buckle that represented their brand and their lifestyle. This was critical, because if they didn't like the buckle, you didn't get the order. It didn't speak to their customer. So this went on for 4 to 5 years, and that got me my start. And I was always involved in apparel design and manufacturing, and then, of course, leather. And that's where I learned all about my leather.
Mm-hmm.
It was a wonderful, wonderful experience being with these European craftsmen, craftswomen, and just watching them work and handle the material, and then going into the leather and watching the same thing. So, and that's, I said, gee, if I ever do this for myself, these are the kind of people that I want making my product. And that's what I did with Red Scarf Equestrian, hence Made in Canada.
Good. Great. Now, is there anything else that we haven't covered?
Well, I'm going to be featuring an equine artist from Calgary. Her name is Jennifer Mack. We hope to do that in the next few weeks. We're launching the apparel line today. We're sending out our email via Constant Contact to thousands of customers, both here and in the United States. We have the new apparel. We have our bags that are running, that are selling quite well. We also have the equestrian lifestyle products for home. We have little Welly boot soaps in 4 colors that are just adorable. We have beautiful pillows, an equine stainless steel tray. There's some very lovely things. So I love to sell as a full wagon. So if someone's looking for something for their home, they can come to they can visit our website. If someone's looking for something for riding, they can come to our website. It's just nice to be able to provide products for what that equestrian lifestyle client is looking for.
Mm-hmm. So you're looking at the whole spectrum there in terms of equine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very mm-hmm. good. Good idea.
All Thank
right.
you.
Well, Joanna, just maybe go over again your website URL and different ways that people can contact you, especially those men that are at the last minute shopping for their wives.
I think we're going to have to put a category specifically for them.
Right. I think that would be great.
It's something we believe in the promotions industry. We've tossed that around in the gift industry. You can contact us via www.redscarfequestrian.ca. redscarfequestrian.com, and we do have a UK website as well, redscarfequestrian.uk.co, and we're on Facebook, Red Scarf Equestrian. We are on Pinterest. We're soon to be on Instagram and Tumblr. We're getting there. And on LinkedIn, you can connect with me, and you can connect with Audrey Cahays, because she does a lot of posting on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm. All right, super. So if there's nothing else, then I guess then we'll just say goodbye.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak about Red Scarf Equestrian.
Okay, then. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed my interview today with Joanna Weisberg from redscarfequestrian.ca. Visit her website to have a look at all the beautiful items that she has for sale. They're such gorgeous things from Europe, and there's something for everyone, even if you're not a rider. The greatest compliment you can give Straight from the Horse's Mouth radio show is to recommend it to your friends. See you next week. Call us later. Signing off. Bye.